Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded live June 8th, 2017. I'm your host, Joel Rinke, and joining me as always are my recurring guests, Jordan Sellers and Mitch Drake.
Will this joke ever end?
I don't think it will.
Probably
until
not.
Until he misses one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Will
yeah.
I miss one though?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
he's here. He's that dedicated. He's here today on 1 hour of sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Of course. I'm pumped, man. Hyped for this.
He's so ready. He's
I'm so ready. Of course. Oh, of course.
So what have we got coming up on the show today, Jordan?
We got some pre-E3 Microsoft trademarks. So some speculation coming from Microsoft.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes. You have some revenue news for us, Mitch.
I do. I have a segment now. I think it should be a segment. Because everyone's sick of me talking
so
about stuff.
Does that mean I get an Overwatch segment?
I guess so, yes. So people describe Overwatch as a first-person MOBA, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. We're going to discuss a little bit about For Honor's situation at the moment. Ubisoft's latest big seller.
Seller.
Yep.
They sold some.
And we also have some Nintendo Switch Online pricing news that we got earlier this week. And also Pokemon Direct that we got a few days ago.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So lots of fun today. There's quite a bit of news this week.
Yeah.
But it's not big stuff. Everyone's kind of staying quiet now for the next few weeks. I think it'll be until E3 where we get all the big news.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think so. We're going to be doing some E3. We're just going to do an E3 special podcast next week.
I think next week will be the big
E3. Oh, yeah. E3's E3. This weekend.
Yeah,
it?
It's this coming week.
Man, I'm losing track of time.
I'm already ready. My sleeping pattern's way off. I'm prepared.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, just keep it up. Just keep it up.
Oh,
remember, if you are listening live and can't stick around for the full show, you can pick up where you left off on the following Monday on iTunes Wooshka or YouTube page.
Such a cool name, Wooshka.
I just like saying Wooshka, to be honest. Links to which can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU.
Excellent. Woo. Excellent.
But first, what have we been playing this week?
Well, I aside from the obvious ones of like Heroes of the Storm and stuff now that, and League because of something I'm going to be talking about later, I've actually picked up CS:GO again.
Really?
Yeah, like I've been going on Abios Gaming a lot lately, and CS:GO is up there a lot
because
it's so quick and easy to do those team mat, and some of these people are insane.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then I can't even last maybe 10 minutes in the actual game. I went on to G2A again and got the premium 5 random Steam keys.
Oh, was it anything good?
No. I got Evo Land 2, which was kind of good. Not going to lie. I got another copy of Runestone Keeper. And after doing that, I put a post on that on our Discord. So if I ever buy those and I've got extra ones, I just chuck them there.
Yeah.
But as well as CS:GO, I've also been playing Fist of Jesus a lot.
Fist of Jesus.
Fist of Jesus.
That sounds like fun.
Can we safely say that these random keys, are they worth it now?
Yes. Yeah.
They're really still
it? They're always worth it. It's like $5 for a couple of decent games.
But how much are the games? Keys. They're probably free games.
Evo Land was $20.
Oh, really?
Evo Land 2 was $20.
And you got that for
$5? For $5 with four other games.
Four other games, yeah.
I can't remember the others now. Hang on.
You sound like you were disappointed when you said you got the premium keys.
Yeah. If I
get premium keys, that sounds high up.
Yeah.
And I'd be excited, like, oh, I wonder if I get like Far Cry 3 or something like that.
It's never anything like that. It's like I got Lily looking through Incitement 3, Victor Vran, and Runestone Keeper. And there was another one in here somewhere.
Cool. I see it like a loot
five
box
games,
more or less.
I've
yeah, it's like it's like a loot box. It's like a video game loot box. I like that. I took some screenshots of this. A grande baguncia espanol, the big space mess, and I.
Sounds like fun.
It's like a space shooter. You know, there's ones the arcade shooters where you're going from left to right and you just got to shoot stuff.
Yeah.
Except it's you're on a motorcycle.
Yes. Continue.
Bringing up the screenshot of my laptop now, but it's I'm on a flying motorcycle shooting lasers at gigantic prawns with robot limbs and crabs, but it was all made using open source software, so all of the sprites are done using GIMP and It's just a nightmare.
That's beautiful.
No, it's beautiful.
They probably have me scratching my eyeballs out of my head.
Yep.
So good. So that's what I've been playing, just to tide over the insanity that is the end of the semester.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a link to that screenshot in the chat just so you can see it. You're all very, very welcome.
You next, Jordan, or I?
I'll go. Oh, look, it hasn't been a big week for me.
Oh, let me just guess.
Yeah.
Overwatch?
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. I'm sorry.
On which console? Both?
Both.
Both this time.
Which on more?
PC? Probably PC more, because I'm desperate to hit platinum.
You're not going to hit platinum.
I'm so close. I'm 50 SR off right now.
Oh, my goodness.
50 SR from platinum, which I know to a lot of people, platinum isn't that high. But for me, I've never reached it. So it's a stepping stone for me. Get into platinum, and that way, next season, my placements, I should end up in platinum again.
What's the highest you went on console?
2,443.
Which was gold?
Gold. High gold, yeah. Wow. I'm pretty close to where I am now.
You're a professional Overwatch player on PC now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now to get all your friends it's over all PC.
I'm going to be going to Sydney and the Blizzard thing they're doing. Did you see that? The Overwatch Contenders thing is coming to Sydney.
Really?
They're doing like a live tournament there.
Yeah. Are they going to do it well?
Pardon?
Are they going to do it well? Because, I mean, not to spoil anything I'm going to be talking about later, but Australia's not that great at doing esports events at the moment.
Oh, but you critically analyze every single Australian esports thing. It's just like... If it's this, because it, look, I
they dropped out after the first game.
Sure, yes. But you look at like their desks and everything. You look at the crowd. You look at the different cameras that they use. And you're just like, ooh, this is not good high market stuff here.
What about you, Joel? What have you been playing?
Well, games that I've been playing almost next to nothing, I want to say. Yeah,
it's been a pretty busy week for us.
It's been a pretty busy week.
Educational students.
Yep, I've got games ready and lined up, so I've still got The Surge. I've got
Friday 13th.
Yeah. Because of the Midwest Game Nerd podcast. Yeah. That's the reason I got the thing.
I was listening to that too, and I was getting really tempted. I was like,
I was so sad.
I was like, you've got it on PS4. I'm not going to get it on PS4 if I'm going to get it. So I'm going to wait to see what he's going to get it on. Mm-hmm. And then,
look, listening to that podcast and then talking about the Star Trek Bridge Crew as well,
mm-hmm.
I really want a PS4.
You should.
Just for the PS4 VR.
Look, they have it on PS4. We could play Friday the 13th with them, because I got a friend request from John Constantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will accept it as soon as I get home.
Don't reveal his gamertag on air. Oh, my God.
No. He didn't even say it right. Fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, I said it wrong. There you go. Sorry, John. But yeah, I got games ready to play, but I have not played much games. Probably a couple games of League of Legends, but yeah. No, nothing.
It's okay. We still need to coach him through his challenge.
I still haven't downloaded it.
You need to download it.
That's my first step, I think. That's the first challenge in itself. That should have been the challenge, just to simply download League of Legends.
Actually, if you listen back to last week, my challenge actually was for you to download and install and win 5 games against other people. So it's a 3-part challenge.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll get there eventually.
I feel like you just skip a few. Well, you like go to like an internet cafe, play 5 games or something.
Yeah.
There you go. You've skipped the download install. Do you have to download install that point? You've skipped a few challenge steps.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yes. So, Mitch, you discovered some Microsoft E3
yes,
or some speculation.
So I was looking for topics this morning to talk about for our show, as we always do on a Thursday, as is tradition. But it looks like one of Microsoft's E3 2017 surprises might have been revealed early, right?
Mm.
So, as we all know, with video game companies and stuff like that, we often get trademarks announced and revealed well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, designs for the Switch came out when it was still vaguely the NX. So, the company has filed a trademark application for something called Direct Reality. Which to me just sounds like
virtual reality on the next level.
But it's not, because direct reality to me says, well, what I'm experiencing now is direct reality. Like, what?
I guess.
How could I be more direct than real? I don't understand. So the trademark covers computer game software and, more interestingly, computer software for holographic applications. So this could be the first implementation of consumer grade holograms.
Right, so this is kind of like an expansion on the whole HoloLens thing that happened a few years ago.
Well, like Jason just said in the chat, it could be a like an alternate reality.
Augmented reality.
Yeah. Sorry. Alternate doesn't start with A.
Is it just the same as VR?
It's different.
It's kind of like seeing the room now and then the game generating things around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. We're overlaid.
Kind of like Pokemon Go, but done properly. Yeah. On your face.
Yeah, like on your face.
I can see horror games in that going terribly bad.
I reckon people would lose their mind.
As in, like, they're going to be horribly scary.
They would have to be...
The image I posted in our little thing here just looks like a guy yelling at a speaker or telling it to stop. But I presume that might be him using his finger to turn it down in the middle of the air.
Speaker, stop.
There you go. I've got it on the stream now. There you go.
The
picture is there.
Awesome. Thank you for doing your job.
Yes.
So again, Jason thinks it'll be like the Kinect, maybe like a... No, I don't think it'll be like... No, it's not going to be motion controls. I think it's going to be a completely independent thing. Because the guy in the picture is also wearing a bracelet, which I think would be part of it.
Well, they have to be able to detect your hand movements and some...
They'd have to somehow.
It looks just like a normal bracelet to me. I'm not going to lie.
Maybe that's the design, because they clearly tried to make it look like normal glasses.
Normal glasses? That's normal glasses.
This big chunky thing.
Yeah, no, that's not normal glasses.
So the trademark application filings not always lead to... actual products. For example, Activision registered things like Call of Duty Future Warfare and Secret Warfare.
Secret Warfare.
Oh.
Why would you...
Is that a thing? Secret Warfare.
No, it's not, but they registered that trademark.
Oh. Yeah.
So...
They're kind of just doing it just in case we need that some point in the future.
Just in case Infinity War did good.
Hey, look. Infinity War did do good. Do good.
Infinite Warfare?
Yes.
Not Infinity
War. Infinity Ward. Infinite Warfare.
Again. There's nothing. Just can't get it, can there's you? Really nothing more to go on regarding the direct reality, though. So we just know that it could be related to Microsoft's HoloLens. Microsoft has been contacted in an attempt for more details, but there's really nothing come of it yet.
Not by us. No.
No.
We're not that high in the food chain.
I don't want to email anyone yet. Not yet. So... because E3 is coming up, we might see something of this, we might not.
I honestly think this is just one of those things. I don't think we're going to see it,
no.
To be honest.
I don't think this would have broken news if it was not a week out of E3.
Yeah, I'm with Jordan. I don't think they would show something like this.
Because even if they're just registering the trademark now, it's nowhere near ready to be shown at E3.
Scorpios is what they're going to go off of that.
Yeah.
They don't think they would do anything like this. This doesn't
look... they might announce something.
They'll be
talking about Scorpio, like, coming soon, we will have VR support and a cool new thing we're working on.
We have holograms.
It won't be during the entire game show. I don't think it'll be during the entire press conference.
Yeah.
Probably just like during E3 at some point, but definitely not the press conference.
No. Well, we will find out shortly over the weekend.
Brings
I'm
us
sure we will.
To the E3 and our E3 prediction.
Well, none of us predicted holograms, so we're okay.
But we didn't speak about the whole thing with Far Cry.
Oh, we're going back to this.
We are going back to this because you're now here because Jordan and I had spoke to about...
So, do you want to fill me in on this? Because I listened back to the podcast, but I've forgotten.
So, so Jordan and I both predicted something with Far Cry being at E3.
Yes.
And I did one about Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
Yes.
What happens... We wanted your confirmation to see what we're holding.
So what happens
to our prediction points if Far Cry 4 was... No, Far Cry was... they gave us a release date. They gave us more information
on that
thing.
And it was confirmed to not be a Western.
Yep. And then Red Dead was also pushed back.
Yes. So if Jordan mentioned... Yours was that we'd get Red Dead this year?
Yes, it was actually.
So that's not a point.
No.
But
I was saying we would get a full reveal and gameplay. So that's still possible.
We haven't gotten gameplay yet.
Yeah.
We got a full reveal,
so that's
though.
Still on the cards.
So full reveal happened before E3, but after our predictions.
Yeah.
So personally, I feel like that still counts as E3. I think the lead-up to E3... Because we chose to do a prediction 2 weeks before E3.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair.
Yeah.
It happened after we predicted it, so therefore you get the point.
One whole point?
If it
or however many it's
however many points are in the
links to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right. Jordan, we're winning. High five.
Yo.
Yeah, you're winning.
Virtual
you're
high five. Virtual high five. Across the room.
I'll wait to see if there's any stupid clothes in the PC demonstration, which that's a point in the bag.
I can't believe that's one of your
it's gonna happen. I just didn't care enough. Not about the PC side of it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, no. I was gonna do a rapper or something like they'd ask people to dance and no one would get up or something like that. That's happened a few times.
That sounds like school assemblies.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that's those? Happened during a press
yeah,
conference.
Yeah, they got I can't remember. I think it was.
Are you sure this was during E3 or not?
No, this was during E3 Microsoft's E3 event.
Okay,
I think Microsoft or Sony, and they asked people to get up and dance. To a room full of journalists with laptops on them. No one got up. So it's just this guy doing this dance performance to a bunch of people that just really aren't caring.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. That's very embarrassing. I'm assuming because that's happened in the past, they'll never do that again.
Yeah.
So there's your E3
prediction. Maybe they thought it went down real well. Maybe they thought it went.
I mean,
how many did you see dance?
I didn't see this.
Okay, I saw no one dance.
Well, if you saw no one dance, no one's going to dance again.
I would have danced.
With
get my 15 seconds of fame because the camera would be... I'd literally be the only choice
yeah,
of
would.
The cameraman.
The director would be like, find someone dancing. There's no one dancing. What do we do? Get out there.
Just the cameraman turns it on himself, starts dancing on the spot.
That would be excellent.
Oh, God.
Oh wow. Speaking of... interesting ways of broadcasting. This last weekend was the League of Origin. So
it was.
Jordan, you didn't get to see any of this, did you?
No, I did not at all.
Oh, it's disappointing.
I didn't even get to see a glimpse. Was it like good production value?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, like, no. Oh. What? Don't sell them short with just one technical difficulty that happened at the very start of the entire
it
show.
It dropped twice during that day.
Okay, twice. Out
so,
of what?
But this is Australia, so if it's internet dropping, I will...
There was lag in a LAN game. We saw ping.
Really?
At the very start, there was a ping wow. counter in the top corner. That was, what, eight ping?
Yeah.
Eight ping.
Yeah. It's nothing, but still.
You know, I would be cheering real loud if I had eight ping at my house.
I would too,
to be
honest.
I have eight ping at my house.
Oh, well, you suck.
No.
You're like 25.
I just thought there was some, like, obviously, it's the first time they've done something of this scale, but there was a lot of things that I kind of was irked by, and this is just from my personal kind of nitpicky self. This isn't about how the game was played. Honestly, the teams were fantastic. Firstly, I want to cover the final standings of this, because if we remember correctly, Jordan, you went for Queensland.
I did, and I'm looking at the board right now.
Joel went for New Zealand, and I went for Victoria.
Yeah, team food I went for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So after the first day, the first team was knocked out, which was Queensland, which came up fourth with 0 wins, 3 losses.
I just really found this funny, like, because there was a promo video going around before this.
Yeah.
And it was like the Queensland leader guy, whatever his name is. I
can't remember his name.
No. But, you know, he was really like keen for it. He's like, I think
my best one, yeah.
Do I think we're going to lose? No way. We're Queenslanders. It's not in our blood. Something along those lines, like that is not a direct quote.
Well, you have to be confident with the whole thing.
You do.
You can't like you lose one or two games. You'd be like, well, guys, I guess this is up for us. This is it
actually,
for us.
What you would have really enjoyed is at the start, they got both team captains up on the thing with the casters, and they encouraged them to smack talk.
Really?
Yeah. So they were just like.
Oh, that would have been so cringy.
It was pretty terrible.
You shouldn't force
cringy.
People to do that.
Look, it wasn't cringy because you had a crowd there backing up with it. So when someone dished out the trash talk, you heard the crowd go, "Ooh,
oh god." Was it like overly fake though?
No, it was actually terrible. That's pretty damn mean.
It was mean. It was yeah. great.
I have to find this now.
Pretty brutal.
So yeah, so next on the ladder was New Zealand with 3 wins, 3 losses.
Look, they finished at a good steady thing.
They
like,
almost
wins,
knocked out
loss.
Victoria at the end of the first day. Like that last match was New Zealand versus Victoria, and it was like New Zealand had wiped out, they'd killed 18 of them, and Victoria was on 8 kills, and I was ready to go. I was like, yeah, these guys are done.
I know, I was like, that was the first match they were going up against.
The second match.
The second match. Because, like, I saw that as, like, I thought New Zealand was going to win because of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because Victoria was throwing it away, and I step up, walk away, and I come back the next minute. Victoria's just won the game.
Yeah. I went, made dinner. I was like, yeah, no, this is nothing happening. Yeah. I come back, I'm like, Victoria's moving to the next round. I'm like, no.
Our team did well.
Yeah, your team did well. New South Wales came through second with 3 wins and 2 losses. So, yeah. New Zealand, Victoria taking the first ever League of Origin with 4 wins and 2 losses. And I thought that was really cool.
Was this a guess that you guessed who won?
I
or was
had
this
no
going
idea
based off experience who they are?
No,
or...
I'm like, I haven't been to Victoria. I'm going to go with that one. The symbol kind of looks like the Infinity Gauntlet from Marvel.
Oh, God. The logic
that team
is...
looks cool. I'll go for them.
Yeah. That's how I do everything. It's great. I'm starting to realize I have a really strong knack for figuring out when sport teams are going to win.
Mm.
Like, actually scary. Like, when I was doing the badminton, I was guessing how the games were going to go well in advance for everyone, and everyone was so mad at me towards the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was so pessimistic. I'm like, no, I'll be another game after this. Don't worry about it. And then it was like 18 to 2, and they're like, what are you talking about? And then it happened. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Yeah. We did our little...
Discord chat.
Yeah, Discord chat. Was you, me, and Adam on the first day.
Yep.
And the second day was me, Paul, and forgotten his name. He's online right now. Natroid, which is one of Paul's friends.
Okay.
Excuse me. And we played a few games of League at the same time.
Because
we tried to play the first day and my computer would not run it. And I was very mad.
It was like at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, it's on 33%. Yeah. This is as we're like, it's like late at night. Yeah, okay, you're probably not going to play it tonight. No. Yeah, no.
So I played 2 games during the finals. I played once with Amumu doing support, which was weird.
Yep. That's the look.
And then once with Leona as support as well.
Oh, nice.
So look, Jordan has no idea what that means.
I was using
tanks to back everyone up.
Okay.
And I had an item that was automatically generating me money.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Yep.
And is that good?
Well, I wasn't allowed to kill any of the it's weird. It's really weird.
This game sounds complex.
Look, supports are behind because the AD carries get the kills from the minions, meaning they don't get as much gold. So supports need a gold item to make sure they don't fall behind.
Yes. So you have to buy something separate, so you're kind of near there, and when the things die, you run in and loot their dead corpses. Because if you killed them, you would get the money from killing them and the loot from their dead corpse.
This has to be.
This is really
complex. Yeah, yep.
This is all going right way over my head.
Oh, yeah, no, you'll see. Yeah. You'll see by the end of your month, maybe.
Yes. Oh, it just gets me because you're like Amumu support. Oof.
It was fun. I enjoyed Amumu was better than Leona.
Well,
hands down for me. Yeah.
Like for you, sure, but in like a League of Legends standpoint, yeah, no. Amumu's not supposed
I made him cry and ran in and then and everyone died. It was fun. I had
Let's
fun.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, it was great fun. Next time, we'll go better next time. I'll get better, I promise. Okay. So coming off of the League of Origin, where we've got the OPL split coming up, I had no champs. Paul says I have no champs. Can you translate?
I have no champs?
I had no champs.
You had no champs?
Yeah, Paul just says, I had no champs. What does that mean?
No idea. Champion is the who
like. Oh, maybe
who
I haven't unlocked them. I only had like 6 champs.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Paul was saying he was on his bronze account or something.
Yeah.
So he didn't have all the champions that he had.
Yeah.
So I suppose I see what he means.
Yeah.
But word it probably a little bit better. I have no champs.
I see that Jordan's moved me ahead a little bit. So we've also got some Heroes of the Storm news.
It was unintentional. I thought I heard you changing subjects. Like, oh, okay.
That was going to move. So just quickly before I move on, the OPL split 2 is coming. We've also got Team Regicide coming
hurry up,
in.
Hurry up.
All right. So there's a new hero coming to Heroes of the Storm. I haven't talked about Heroes of the Storm for a while.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not complaining here at all.
We're still a Blizzard podcast. So.
We're still a Blizzard podcast. This is a Blizzard segment.
Yes.
So we've got Mithail, which is the main big bad from the Diablo 3 expansion.
Yes.
Yes.
Reaper of Souls.
Reaper of Souls, that's it. And he is the Reaper of Souls, yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So to celebrate his entrance into Heroes of the Storm, the game's doing another event with your friends. You got to play 15 games with your friends. You unlock Kerrigan armor for Huntresses in Diablo 3 and a special little horse in Heroes of the Storm.
Special little horse.
Special little horse. No, I'll give you the real thing. So it's the Heroes of the Storm rewards are Leoric's Phantom plus one epic loot chest. Yes. And Diablo 3's PC rewards is Ghost Kerrigan Wings.
Even better.
Yes. The event begins during the week of June 13th and lasts until June 26th.
So that's next week.
That's next week, yeah.
So what? Yeah. That's during E3.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no time to play the thing. It's 15 games straight.
Yeah. No, not straight. Just over course of the week.
I mean, okay, so like you need 15 games total.
With friends.
With friends.
Yes, with friends.
Oh, boy. And it has to be actual games?
Versus AI, quick match, ranked, and unranked.
Oh, AI, easy games. Yeah.
And you have to only play heroes from Diablo.
Oh, nah, that's too easy as well.
Yeah. Once the bug and destruct, the task is complete. Yeah, they did like this whole theme for it. So yeah, that's what's happening. I'm kind of keen for that.
The guy looks cool. I'll give him that. The death guy.
I'll be playing HOTS later, Jesse. Whoever you are. I think I've met Jesse.
Yes.
Yes, I'll be playing HOTS with this. If anyone wants to join me, please let me know in the Discord chat. I don't know. I'll put a link in the thing here.
I'll join you. Yeah. I'll play some HOTS.
You'll play some HOTS again?
Yeah.
You'll do it eventually.
I'll probably fall asleep midway through, but yeah.
Hey, I'm getting better now.
Yes, that's why I'll fall asleep, because you're...
Yeah, I think he was referring to the fact that he had 1 hour of sleep.
Oh, right, yes. No,
it's because Mitch's skills are just pretty boring.
Yeah, they are bad.
It's like playing with me. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Right. You don't want that.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. Don't do this to me.
Look, they're not bad. No, they're not, like, there's misplays and stuff. Look, I'm not going to go into detail and like, the positioning and stuff, but...
Oh, okay, and you won't be able to use the wings on Diablo 3 until patch 2.6.0, which comes out soon. So you don't get if you unlock it, say the first day, you won't be able to use it in Diablo until the patch comes through for Diablo.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They're going to patch it in, I guess. They probably should have done that before they announced the event, but that's not my problem. So yeah, that's the moment news for this
plan,
week.
There's a plan behind everything.
There is always a plan behind everything.
It's just like every game, you just hype it out and then give rewards when it comes out, I guess.
Yeah.
Hype the wings and you'll have to wait for the next update.
I wonder if the wings will provide any stat advantages.
No. The wings don't. It's just decorative.
But is it nice to have those?
It is. Like if you pre-ordered the game when it first came out, you would have these godly looking wings.
Material wings.
Yeah. You would just look great. Where I didn't pre-order it and I was with two of my mates. They both had the wings. I was just like, oh, great.
So now you get Kerrigan wings, which are even better.
I'll have wings.
Yeah. Wonder if it will work the other way.
I already do, because I think I have the Mercy wings.
I have Mercy wings as well. Yeah. And
like Overwatch Mercy wings?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll have those as well, if you own the game.
Yeah, you should get the game.
You
should.
It's a good one.
Of course.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. Yeah. Probably not.
No, you will.
You won't play games. You don't. He doesn't like isometric games. We know this.
Well, yeah, from his triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn triangle. Ugh.
Put a triangle. For my isometric triangle.
Is that a new triangle now?
Yeah, so there's an isometric one and there's a standard one. Yeah.
So from going from Heroes of the Storm to another game that has lost some of its player base in recent weeks, you've got some interesting For Honor news for us.
I wouldn't call it news. Like, it's just kind of sad reality.
Oh, yeah, it's very sad. That's a big loss.
Yeah, so Ubisoft probably isn't feeling too well these days because they've had two consecutive years of rough launches. With first it was Division 2016.
What was another Division?
It just had a shaky launch.
Launch was fine, but it went well after that.
Yeah.
And don't you be hating my Division there.
People's just dropped off really quick. Anyway, I'm getting into it. I'll get into it.
Yeah, first expansion, everyone dropped off.
But For Honor, which was their biggest launch of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was 3 months ago that came out.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man, wow.
Yep. So, yeah, here we are 3 months later with a 95% drop in its player base.
That's excellent.
That is extremely rough. Like,
oh,
I don't,
boy.
Oh, if I was Ubisoft, I'd be so depressed.
They're losing so much money. I think Ubisoft's going to be the next Sega.
Oh, don't say that. No.
Why?
They'll
Ubisoft
back.
Give me Far Cry, don't they?
Yeah?
Yeah, see, Ubisoft's fine.
There are five other Far Cry games to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Far Cry, they've got Assassin's Creed. They're fine.
But yeah, this is similar to The Division, which was the title 2016, which in 3 months lost 93%.
Oh, hey, yeah. Wow, really? Really?
Yeah. And that was an MMO, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
But yeah, full disclosure here, the website I got this from is called GitHip. It's they like
what's
track
that again?
They like
GitHip.
That's what it's called. GitHip. GitHip.com.
Wow.
And they track the stats of a game through Steam and Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So these numbers only reflect Steam specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it's like on Xbox or PlayStation at the moment, but I feel like Steam's a pretty good marker for how the rest of the other platforms will be going.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Because if it's failing on Steam, then it's going to be struggling in the other places as well.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of the main factors attributing to the game's downfall has been Ubisoft's own servers, as we all know and love.
Yeah.
Many players reported connection issues at launch that caused long matchmaking queues or even kept them from playing at all. To make matters worse, during its second post-launch weekend, a global server outage prevented the majority of the game's owners from playing online.
Oh, painful.
So,
yeah.
For Honor, if correct me if I'm wrong, was an online game only.
Yeah. Yeah, online multiplayer, all the knights fighting each other and stuff. Called melee combat.
And so their thing, wow, okay, so they prevented people from playing their online-only game because the servers were down, which is a requirement for when you bought the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was the second weekend, not the first.
Are there any other Ubisoft games that have caused that issue?
Not that I can recall. I'm sure there probably is. Like, everyone knows Ubisoft servers. Like, that's their reputation, is that they're not stable.
Our fact checkers just sent me some interesting.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs 2 release was 61% down from the original game on the release weekend.
Holy damn.
Wow. Jesse just commented on the chat saying that there actually is a single player mode for Honor.
There is?
Yeah, but I still believe you have to be online in order to play it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't see Watch Dogs 2 doing too well because
I want to play Watch Dogs 2 though as well, because I know I've been told that it's so much better than the first one.
Look, sure, but it's the whole idea, like, if you've played
and I
Watch
quite
Dogs
enjoyed
1,
the first one. I didn't finish it.
You played
but
the first
I quite
one,
enjoyed it.
Then it's got the mindset like Watch Dogs 2. Nah.
Can I just bring a comment to your attention?
Yes. Okay.
Our friend Adam Cundy. He can't wait for Ezio and Ubisoft's All-Star Racing.
That is
just on horses.
I wish I had predicted that.
Yeah,
for
it's like
E3.
A horse with wheels on it.
Oh.
Like, not just a carriage, but instead of legs, it has wheels.
Have you seen that game called Everything?
I have. I have seen like gameplay of it.
How the horses flip?
Everything flips.
Yeah.
Everything just.
It's poorly animated. That's how the racing would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's Ubisoft in 20 years.
No, that's Ubisoft now. They can't animate games properly. You know this.
Yeah. So all these server issues that Ubisoft experience lead over to half the game's population leaving within the first 2 weeks on Steam.
Oh, my God.
So they already lost half of their initial...
Wait, Steam gives you refunds if the game doesn't work?
Yeah.
Only if you have a valid response, more or less.
If the servers are broken, is that a valid response?
It is, but you need to have a playtime less than what is it?
Two hours.
What, in the first week or something?
Yeah, and you haven't been able to connect, you'd have less than 2 hours, wouldn't you?
Probably not, because in the first start you'd have long
waiting
times.
Oh, true.
So that would build up the hours and then a server drops, so you can't really.
So there'd be people out there that have 4 hours on Steam, it just doesn't.
It works now.
I'm sure it works now.
But
I wouldn't know about it in Australia though, because if they've lost that many players,
we'll be versing Europeans, and it would just
it would just be a bad experience.
That's just awful.
But Ubisoft have, however, found success with Rainbow Six Siege, which is the light at the end of the tunnel for them, I think, because that game's been taken pretty seriously by a lot of people. It's now a pretty competitive game. And they've like reduced the price point a lot. I think you get it for like $15 now.
Oh, for the base game, yeah.
Yeah, for
but
the base game.
You really do need the year package more or less. Because it comes with pretty much every single character. All the weapons that have updated with the game and stuff.
Mm.
So you can get the base game cheap.
But you're gonna suffer it.
You're gonna suffer the entire game. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I think that's good news at least for Ubisoft. Like all hope is not lost.
Sure,
they've got some revenue going.
Like, it's very upsetting to see that a big game that had a lot of hype
that had
on launch,
so much hype,
and it's just gone. It's just dead.
Yeah,
because like,
I hate to bring it back to it.
Oh, God, here we go. God.
I don't even need to say it.
I already know what you're going to say.
But it's happened before.
Would you like me to say it for you?
I don't need to say it.
Yeah, okay.
Unless come on. There's some
he's
new
the only one that
here.
Bought it.
There's some new listeners here. We have to fill
okay.
them in.
It was fun at the start, okay? I enjoyed the hype. But
so, we're obviously talking about No Man's Sky and the travesty around that.
If you go back to our second ever podcast, you'll hear one. Joel's amazing review of No Man's Sky and how brilliant he thought it was.
If you go to the third episode of the podcast, you'll soon find me go, yeah, it's garbage. 1 week change just from that.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any ideas on what you think Ubisoft are doing wrong?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Yearly games.
Yearly games.
The industry is suffering from yearly versions of games.
Okay, so you think annualizing everything is
yes, definitely. Instead of just annualizing the games, they should be focusing on either expansion packs, not just DLC, but like essentially the Blizzard model, which is you release the main game, leave that for a year and a half, while working on an expansion pack for that game.
Mm.
So imagine, just for argument's sake, that we had...
And Blizzard rarely charges you for expansions.
They charge you for expansions.
Do they?
But they charge you a flat rate.
Oh, okay.
But like you look at World of Warcraft, there's like 18 expansions for that. Each one of them's like $70.
Okay, cool.
So when you get... say we had Assassin's Creed 1.
Yep.
Right? And then they went to Assassin's Creed 2 to do a sequel. And then Brotherhood and Revelations were expansion packs for 2. Because that's what they were. They shouldn't have been full titles.
No.
And then from there, it has been annualized.
Yeah.
If they went Unity and then just kept doing that, or even Call of Duty.
Mm.
For Call of Duty, Black Ops? And Black Ops 2 could have been an expansion pack.
Mm.
They add more weapons to the multiplayer. Everyone stays in the same multiplayer server and doesn't move over to the next one. You understand?
Like people,
I feel like Ubisoft are kind of following suit with the way the movie industry is going at the moment.
I know.
Where even the movie industry is annualizing everything. Like even some like brands, and I think Marvel, we get more than one Marvel movie a year.
Yeah. But that lends itself to that. You're not going out and spending $60 for a game that's 40% of a game.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That
you're
is
not,
very
you're
true.
Not paying $12
for... some of these
for
movies are...
well, yeah, we don't talk about...
movies.
Yes, Thor 1, yes. Thor 1 was 40% of a film.
That bad.
Look, I don't think it's Ubisoft's fault that what they're doing is wrong, where they're the whole server thing. I think it's a lot of game companies. They think they are able to fit as much player base on their servers on launch, but aren't expecting the amount of players who want to buy and play it.
That's why I think it's Ubisoft. That, they should be prepared for this kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of game companies do. They think they are prepared, but eventually, if it's an online game, that it will crash because they're not prepared.
To use the example of what we were talking about before with... Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Right? That's an indie developer.
Yeah.
Right? And they are an online server based. They expected something like 10,000 people?
No, I think it was what? It was 30,000, I think that it predicted, but it was double that. It was more about like 70,000.
It was almost 100,000. Yeah, it was nearly 100,000.
Yeah, so they weren't prepared for that amount of player base to go into it. So it's not Ubisoft's fault. It's most publishers aren't just prepared for the amount of players that want to play their game.
So they need to start figuring out a way to predict that better, or doing what Rockstar did and staggering their launch, their multiplayer,
the multiplayer
segment.
Window.
Mm. So they can focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, and it would like think about it from that from an infrastructure standpoint. For what was it? What did I just say? Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Right. So you play Grand Theft Auto 5. You make everyone wait 2 weeks. You get an idea on how many people are playing the game. I know the servers for... I know it was
it
bad.
It did not go well.
It didn't go well.
They staggered it, and it was still down for, what, a 2-3-2
week? I remember...
But they had the right idea.
It was still bad, though.
It was still bad, yes.
I was so hyped for the multiplayer. Look, day one, straight
I
into
like,
it. First
I do like
race
the model,
going
though,
in.
Of no. Making us... Pretty much forcing us to play the story and experience the story for a little bit. Like, even if you didn't finish it in the 2 weeks, you played enough to get invested enough in the story to want to finish it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I liked that model. I think that was cool because I think that's something I do with games a lot. Now I get a new Battlefield game. I don't go single player. I go straight into multiplayer.
So do you think that would hurt the sales of something like a Call of Duty? if they made you play the campaign first.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that would just drop that hard.
Everyone knows Call of Duty campaigns suck.
Yep. Well, some.
Except Call of Duty 2. Call of Duty 2 is the perfect game.
Black Ops 2. I want to say that.
We've had this fight so many times. You're both wrong.
None of them are good. Modern Warfare 2. That's a good one too. Yep.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so I think it's safe to say around the table that crappy servers at launch would be enough to drive you away from playing the game.
They just need to figure it out. Like, there has to be a way to predict this properly.
Well, no one really has, like, mastered that yet. There's always been problems on launch.
Yeah, every company's always had that issue.
There's always, like, a day one patch straight up.
This is why I don't pre-order games.
but the hype, man, you got to get the limited edition statue. But I want the game now.
I don't have any statues. I don't need any. The most complex... I have two collector's edition bonuses. Both of them are like fabric maps of the worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all I need.
I like how GTA sends you the big map that you never look at.
Yeah,
it's like you're going to pause the game and the map comes up and then you're like, hang on, I'm going to pause it, get up and walk over to the map and have a look.
Just have it up on your wall. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going that way. Oh, wait, turns it around. Yeah. No, it doesn't work like that.
Speaking of mapping things out very nicely, Nintendo. Mapped something out very nicely. I think this is pretty cool, the way they're tackling the whole Nintendo Online elements.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Nintendo, like Pokemon Go actually had good servers had pretty decent server issues at launch.
Yes.
Like but that still reached millions of people.
Yeah. Anyway,
so yeah, what's happening with Nintendo?
So they finally revealed details on the upcoming online service for the Switch, which we all knew was coming. It wasn't going to be free forever,
but we all knew it was going to be so much cheaper.
I didn't think we knew that at all.
I knew that.
I thought it would try and go a little bit less to combat.
We knew that they were going to undercut it.
Yeah.
But wow.
That's a big
drop. Do you want to give us the numbers?
Yeah. So the service is intended to be on the same level of Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Mm. Yep.
So unlike these rival subscriptions, however, Nintendo's option is quite affordable, actually, when you look at it. So you'd be paying... I know I'm paying $80 a year for Xbox Live.
Ooh.
I think that's insane. Last time I checked anyway, I don't know if it's gone up or down. Mm. I'd imagine if anything.
It would not go down, I assure you.
And I'd imagine Sony's about the same, give or take, maybe 60?
Mine's in a 3-month
thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I buy mine in 3-month stints on GTA, so it's $23 or something.
But
you'd love GTA.
It's so cheap.
Once you've started GTA, you just never go back. It's just that.
Continue. I bought Diablo 3. No, I didn't buy Diablo 3. Never mind.
The Nintendo Switch online service price will be $29.95 Australian for a year subscription, which is
mental.
Really, really damn cheap. And that's $20.
That's almost worth the buy a Switch just so you can play the online for super cheap.
But what do you get from this yearly thing, like the subscription thing?
It's online.
It gives you access to older Nintendo games.
What?
And you can play them on the new console. So the new service known as Nintendo Switch Online is due to come in 2018. And it will allow the Nintendo Switch owners to play a wide variety of classic games.
Wide variety. Do we know what this wide variety is?
It's only launching with three games, straight up. So you get
good games.
Super Mario Bros. 3, Dr. Mario, and Balloon Fight.
They're excellent games.
You can't argue with Mitch on this. You know, he loves these games.
This is selling me more. I didn't know about that aspect yet.
Yeah, so the online service, you know, allows you to play compatible co-op and competitive games online by signing in with your Nintendo account.
Yep.
As every other...
Everything else has an account. Yeah. It's fine.
The only issue I have with the whole Nintendo online concept is the way they're doing voice chat.
I thought about this. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I think I know why they did it. So Nintendo's voice chat's done through your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, all this is just done through your phone.
Okay.
Yeah? That's because the battery life of the Switch is still 3 hours. Can you imagine adding the processing power of a voice chat to that?
Yeah. But now I have to take the damn battery out of my damn phone to talk to people. It's going to, like, drain the hell out of it.
I know you're going to need another portable battery pack.
Yeah, you're going to have to carry around a battery pack for your phone as well as... your Switch.
Or you could just sit at home with your phone on charge, unless you were silly enough to buy an iPhone 7, because you won't be able to use headphones and charge it.
Oh, gosh.
But no. Yeah, no, it's weird, but I understand what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
This price is good, sure.
Yeah.
And it's giving us, what, 3 games on launch?
So far, yeah. And they said there's
more. As long as you're subscribed, Jesse pointed out in the chat, you can play them as long as you want. As long as you're subscribed to the Nintendo
service. So
the same
way that PlayStation Plus works.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm assuming if you cancel, you lose access?
Yeah, most likely.
Yes, with the games that you've downloaded for free. From
That's the same with PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live and stuff like that.
Is it?
I think Xbox Live.
What I want to know is, like, okay, they're going to update these classic games. Are they in the same style as what, you know, like Super Mario Bros. 3 and Dr. Mario and stuff? Or are they going to be something that's more newer, like something that was brought out on the Wii or something?
I think they're likely going to go up to Nintendo 64.
So Nintendo said that for now the service would only include NES games, but Super NES games continue to be under consideration. They don't have anything further to announce in that sense.
But that's still fine because they released 30 of these games on the
NES Mini, and that went nuts.
That was $100.
That sold out like everywhere.
And these controllers, like, you think about these 3 games that they've given you. They've given you Super Mario Bros. 3, which is 2-player.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've given you Balloon Fight, which is 2-player competitive.
Mm-hmm.
That gives
competitive.
You, yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah, but it's like pop the other person's balloon. No. It's like a gladiator thing. And then Dr. Mario is just an easy little, like, these are games that you could play on that on the Joy-Con quite comfortably.
I know these are like classic games. Like they're like trying to compete against with Xbox and PlayStation, where they give you these top of the range free games that are
for $80 a year. $80 a year versus 20. This is easily that worth.
For like classic NES games.
These 3 games, if I looked up on my DS store at the moment, that would cost $30.
Sure, but I would rather, you know, have a better game.
Well, then they'd charge more.
Well, then they wouldn't be going up against... Okay, never
they're
mind.
They're not... Look, Nintendo...
No, they are up against. They're up against Nintendo and they're up against PlayStation and Microsoft.
But they're not. They never have been. They do
it's
their own
thing.
It's
the whole market thing. It's like the whole competitive thing. You're up against someone. You try to drop the price. If they match the same price of what PlayStation does...
Yeah.
With what releasing what they do now, then it wouldn't go well at all.
No, they wouldn't. That's why they release it for $20.
Because they're trying to compete with something less than the other competitors.
They're charging what the product is worth. Just like Xbox does. Just like PlayStation does.
It's all competitive. The entire company, like the whole company thing.
So you're saying they're charging what the product is worth, so their online service you think is worth the $30?
No, I'm arguing the free games.
Oh, okay.
Just the free game aspect.
I was trying
to
twist your argument there. But
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. The whole service, $30. No,
well,
man.
No, I was going to say that's what I was saying. Like, if their service they think is worth $30, what does it say about Microsoft and Sony?
They probably also think it's worth $30, but they can mark it up to
100%. Yeah, exactly. That was my form of thinking there.
I agree.
This makes me think: is Microsoft and Sony overcharging us now?
Yes.
No.
Because. And
look at the games you're getting. They're just Super Mario Bros.
But we're not. Are we paying for the games? Or are we paying for the online service?
Both.
Yep.
Yep.
So if we're paying for both, the Wii U had all of the online gameplay for free. They maintained the servers for free. The servers were quite stable still.
Mm-hmm.
You pay $20 a year. A year. And you get...
Just to clarify, a year.
Yeah.
$30.
$30, sorry. Or in this case, as it says here... $3.99 USD a month.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Right? And with NES games that we know are in demand based on the NES Mini.
I guess so. Because they're in demand because of the NES Mini.
I would actually
yeah.
take a back seat here and go, all the people who bought those NES Minis, how many are actually still playing them right now?
I still have mine hooked up.
You still have it hooked up? Do you play it much then?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. But I expect that from you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go off yours.
All the mums that were in line for their kids of this generation, I don't feel like kids would still be playing the NES Mini. They would have played it for about a month.
Nintendo hasn't been for kids since the Wii.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off your thing, Jordan.
There were people, like, when I remember I saw you lining up for it that day, and there were people who were there. She said, I was lining up to get it for my kids for Christmas.
Yes.
And I really don't think those kids would still be playing it right now.
Most likely not.
Is there going to be backlash because of this whole NES and SNES thing?
Oh, no.
Because they released this virtual console. Sure, you've got the, 30 games on the thing?
Oh, just to confirm, this is not the same as the virtual console that currently exists on Wii and Wii U.
Okay.
So this is just a whole different thing.
But you still get like the whole NES, SNES game.
Yeah, you still get the games.
Yes.
But it's not branded as virtual console.
Yeah, it's not branded as virtual console.
And we were aware that there was no virtual console. We were told when the Switch launched that there wasn't going to be any virtual console.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is a welcome surprise. This will not be backlash.
Mm. All right. I feel like it might, but that's just my thing. I'm not Nintendo. I wouldn't know.
No, we'll see what happens. Like, I'm not Nintendo at the moment. I've got a Switch.
You're going to get a Switch?
I will be getting a Switch, yes.
Because of this?
This helps. Not gonna lie.
What's your swing vote though?
My swing.
Yeah. What's the tipping point? What are you gonna get over? Like,
I will tell you after E3.
So are you waiting for a certain game?
Yes.
A certain release of a game or a game?
I'm waiting for both the release of Odyssey and yep. the announcement of Smash Brothers and Skyrim. Right. So
you should have just done like a Nintendo predictions thing. These are your predictions right here.
I don't even remember.
Do you think we'll get anything noteworthy from Nintendo?
Their direct? Yes. Oh,
at
yes.
E3?
Yes.
You reckon?
Yes.
See, this is what I almost said before the show. I said, I don't think they're going to give us much.
I think, well, look.
I think it's going to be a disappointment, like that damn Pokemon Direct thing.
Let's go into the Pokemon Direct thing, and we'll go from there, right? Mm-hmm. So, we had a Pokemon Direct earlier this week. It was midnight our time, so... I think I was the only one up. I was the only one that watched that. Did you guys actually watch it?
I might have been awake, but I don't think I watched it.
Huh? When was it?
Midnight, like 2 days ago.
I wasn't there. No.
Have you seen it since?
No.
Okay.
New to me. All new.
They were like, "Oh, there's a Pokemon Direct coming," and everyone's like, "Oh my god!"
Everyone got really excited.
It's gonna be Pokemon Stars or like Gen 4 remake. Everything's gonna be great. And then they opened okay. They're like, "So coming to the Switch, we've got." The new Pokken Tournament DX.
Disappointing.
Look, no, Pokemon Tournament was fun.
They're hyped for another game. That's not what they wanted, though.
I didn't expect it. I was surprised, pleasantly. And I thought, okay, yeah, all right, we'll go with Pokemon. Yeah. And then they're like, they do the 8-bit thing where they zoom into like the old games and then it starts playing with Pokemon Silver and Pokemon Gold. I'm like, okay. That's okay. I still have those games. I don't really need them again, but yeah, that makes sense. We got the originals previously.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those two games are available on September 22nd.
Okay.
Right? Which is fine. And then they did the other thing. So we were all expecting either a Switch Pokemon game or a remake of Diamond and Pearl.
Yep.
Because Diamond and Pearl is the next in the remakes.
Mm-hmm.
We got Pokemon Ultra Sun and Pokemon Ultra Moon. So
I don't understand this.
I don't understand this. Because
literally just came out. Yeah.
I mean, we had Black 2 and White 2.
Yeah.
Like, so after Black and White, they had Black 2, White 2.
Yeah.
Which were bad.
Oh, okay.
They happened 2 years later.
Have they said anything about these games? Like, is there a difference from the original?
All I can tell are the screenshots I took on the day, which I posted to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
They look like the main two legendaries with like black armor on them. It looks like Zoids.
Okay. So it's the same game played on the same consoles?
Same game, same console, same region. We just don't know if it's going to be... they say it's a different story with different Pokemon, so we might see more Alolans. We might see just different forms, which obviously Zoid form. Seriously, have you seen this?
No, I haven't actually looked at it. Here, let's have a look.
Describe it to me, Jordan.
See, well, the issue is here.
Describe it to
I don't
me.
Even know what the original ones look like, so...
That's fine.
This just looks like Pokemon to me.
That's why you can describe it to me, in what way.
So, a Zoid is this.
Zoid.
Yeah.
Is this from the Pokemon universe?
No, this is from the 90s.
Oh, it looks like Transformers or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like Transformers, right? So, that's what these things look like to me. That's what I think that is.
I could kind of see
it's
that.
It's just like armor plates on them, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And everyone is so mad.
Really?
Yeah.
They're mad.
Oh, because like there was no mention of any Pokemon stuff at all leading up to this. Everyone thought that we're going to get like Omega Pearl Alpha.
Or Diamond. Like the rumored
Pokemon Stars, which I think is still coming to E3.
You think?
Yeah.
Bold thing to say though, because of this release of Pokemon.
Yeah, I know. They weren't gonna do that early though.
No.
Why would they do a Pokemon Direct before E3 and not
to mess with us? I guarantee this is just like.
I don't know. Nintendo is not like that though. Don't give me that look.
I want to see Smash Bros. I'm with you on that.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like Jason in the chat said, I honestly thought we were going to see Pokemon Sun and Moon on the Switch.
Yeah.
At some point. Because that's what I thought this was going to be. That's what I thought this would have been, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But
I was hoping for that. I was desperately hoping for that.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Not me three. It's not. No.
I reckon Nintendo's going to be like, oh, we got some DLC coming out for Zelda Breath of the Wild. Just some real lame stuff.
They've never done DLC like that before.
Oh, really?
No.
I feel like they're going to try and tease you. Like, we heard you like Pokemon, guys. So we're going to show you the new Pokemon in the game that we released in the Direct thing. It's an update, guys.
It will be. They'll show more Alolans. They will.
But it's not what you want.
But they'll show the Alolans and they'll be like...
You want the Pokemon game that you want.
I know.
Not this.
I know. But this is bad. This is actually a bad sign. Because Black and White, sign? Black and White, and then Black and White 2, we didn't get that third. Right?
Third?
Black and White, we didn't get, say, Black, White, Grey.
Okay.
We didn't get that third...
Like, oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
We didn't get the crystal or the emerald or the platinum.
Mm.
We got Black and White 2, and then they went to X and Y.
Okay.
Yeah? So this is Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. We're not going to get stars.
Feels bad. That's not good.
I don't even know what stars is.
Stars is what they think the Switch Pokemon game is going to be called.
Oh, okay.
Which Sun, Moon, Stars.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see
that's
that.
How Pokemon used to work.
Yeah.
But now it's sequels.
Yeah.
Go back to the original. Because I know what you mean. It's like Emerald, Sapphire, and Ruby.
Yeah.
The three things. So I know what you mean with the whole thing.
Yeah, but they stopped doing that after Gen 5. So yeah, that's the depressing Pokemon news. I'm still mad about it. But we're most likely going to be getting stuff like Mario Odyssey, Smash Brothers, hopefully Smash Brothers.
I hope Smash Brothers.
To the E3.
Because that's my tipping point.
Because they got ARMS coming out pretty much just
around
the corner.
That's starting to look really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but like, it's starting to look interesting.
So we were supposed to talk about this weeks ago with that Test Punch thing, but you weren't here. Me and Joel can't retain a conversation about ARMS for 20 minutes.
Think Smash. Look, you could implement an ARMS character within Smash.
Oh, they're definitely going to put like Spring Man or Ribbon Girl in there.
100%. They can put that in there. So,
oh, that'd be such
I wanted to mention as well,
character.
Actually, that Nintendo is currently fighting.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I just interrupted you.
No, you didn't. No, you continue, Jordan.
No, Nintendo's currently fighting amongst big companies like Apple and stuff for parts for the Switch. That's how in demand they are.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
okay. Why they're still $460.
Yeah, because they're just over. Under-anticipated the demands they would get.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Except the president went on record saying they think it's going to be the best-selling Nintendo console. Mm. And then they under-prepared.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, they thought it was going to do really well and they weren't ready for it.
They weren't ready for how well it's doing.
This happened with the Wii, because the Wii had the same situation.
The Wii was ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
People were dying over that.
Oh. Gotta play tennis, man! Get my bowling skills up.
That Wii Fit. Ooh, yeah, good times.
Oh, that killed everything. Wow.
But yeah, so no look. It doesn't look like we're getting a Pokemon game on the Switch for a while.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how the end of this week goes. I think it's Wednesday. We'll find out. So by the time this next podcast goes live on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll have a...
We'll soon
it'll,
know.
It'll be a really big, interesting show
next
week.
We might do a longer one.
We'll see. We'll just let the conversation flow.
Yeah, we'll let it flow.
We will go through each conference.
Yeah.
Giving the highlights, our predictions of it, and then...
It's just going to be us screaming at each
more
other.
More or less.
Isn't it?
More or less, yes. Yeah. I said, I wanted to see this. But no. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that next week. It'll be a big weekend with E3. Definitely check it out when you can. E3 is always a lot of fun if you're really into games, like myself. But yeah, we'll definitely be watching, taking notes.
Yeah. I might open an E3 thing on our Discord just for us to take notes in, and you guys can join in if you like.
Yeah,
all for that.
We'll be yelling at each other, definitely. I'll be doing the yelling, I think. I don't know. You guys will be as mad as me, especially about the Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. See what disappointments Nintendo have in store for us.
And leading up to E3 as well, we've also got the Double EXP weekend coming up for
Overwatch.
Ah, yes. I'll be cat. Oh, no. I'm not going to be home.
Oh, so it's double I'm EXP dying. This weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, to round out the end of the anniversary celebrations.
Right.
And it's also the start of the OPL. So OPL starts this Saturday at 3 p.m.
Question.
So get your Overwatch loot boxes fast.
While watching people play League of Legends.
Yes.
That's what I mean. So I haven't opened up Overwatch since this update.
Yes.
Do I still get that free loot box even after the update? If the update event finishes,
yep.
Do I still get that loot box?
You should. Actually,
if you earn your loot boxes and don't open them, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I haven't signed into Overwatch since this entire update.
Do I get a free
loot box?
Are you going to sign in for the weekend?
Do you want to try it? Do you want to trial it?
You know what? I'm going to test this for everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not going to get a single anniversary. You've changed, Joel. You've changed.
Oh, I forgot. Kingdom
Hearts. That's fine, man. I'll just buy the
Thank you, Jesse. Jesse. Jesse Simone Jackson just put something into the chat. Kingdom Hearts 3. We forgot that could be coming to E3.
Look.
Look,
it's a whole thing where I would want it to come. I want a release date. I want to see it happen.
Yep.
But no, I really don't think they'll do anything like that.
You don't think so?
No. They might give us probably more gameplay, more trailers of it, like probably like some kind of like who the villain is in some way. But no, I doubt we'll see anything like that.
Yeah. It has been confirmed, Joel, that
confirmed.
If you log in after June 12th, you won't get the loot box.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are you going to log in before
So now
June
you can.
12th?
Now we've got it confirmed, you can log in and grab your loot box.
I will log in, even though it'll look very terrible because of the whole graphics thing issues that I'm having.
So you haven't sorted it.
I have no
idea. Log in on your PS4, don't you have that?
What?
Don't you have it on PS4?
No.
Oh,
no, only PC. PC Master Race.
Laptop Master Race for you, isn't it?
Oh, vaguely laptop.
Look, we don't tell them I have a laptop. It's a PC, okay? A PC. Same, right?
Oh, we got an interesting question from Paul Vanderhorn.
Yep.
What do you think the biggest release will be this year?
Biggest release? Oh, I don't know. Everything that I thought was going to be big kind of got delayed. By that, I mean Red Dead Redemption 2.
it goes off as in, like, what do you want to be released this year?
What do you think will be the most popular, though, that we know is coming?
That we know is coming?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I even know what's coming. I want to see our new Sucker Punch game, and I'm hyped for that if that comes out. Sucker Punch is the creators of Infamous.
Oh, yep.
So what are we most looking forward to, he added.
What are we most looking forward to? Well, I was looking forward to The Surge, and I still haven't picked that up. I'm looking forward to Super Mario Odyssey. Honestly, yeah. I want to see more.
Is that supposed to be coming this year?
That should be at Christmas this year, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to see how that goes. I'm always also looking forward to Crackdown 3.
Oh.
You twitched!
I played the second one and that thing was horrible.
Yes, Crackdown 2 was awful. Crackdown 1 was amazing.
Yeah.
I honestly can't think of any games, so I'll just say Call of Duty.
Wow. That is a horrible response.
Terrible. You're terrible.
I gotta say, I'm actually pretty keen for Far Cry 5. I think that's gonna go well.
Do you think you're gonna get that?
Oh, it's not this year.
What is it? February 2018. We would get it.
Yeah,
I think.
we'll have to get back to you after E3, Paul.
We'll definitely have...
Destiny 2 and the new South Park. Yes. Destiny 2 and the Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah, there's
a lot of good games coming.
I've still pre-ordered that, so I'm ready.
Games constantly seem like they're on the horizon. They never actually get here. They're constantly delayed.
We got Horizon Zero Dawn eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of that, but that was terrible.
Because I said Horizon, maybe?
Yeah, probably. It was Far Cry 5, wasn't it? That was Far Cry 5. Boy.
There's lots of new games coming out. I played a new one. I forgot to tell you about this. I got into a beta for a game called Raiders of...
The Lost Ark.
No. Oh,
I thought that too.
No, it was called...
Yeah, we all did.
Raiders of the Broken Planet or something like that. I can't quite remember
Raiders
what it was called.
Raiders of the Broken Planet.
Its leading title is Raiders. And I thought that was a really cool game. It's like a team co-op game, or you can play it like Evolve mode where it's like one guy's the big...
Oh, it's one of those... what's it called? Asymmetrical multiplayer?
Sure.
Yeah. You can do co-op with four players as well, so everyone plays a different character.
Oh, cool.
And all the different characters have different skill sets.
Did you capture any footage?
I did not.
Oh.
But the beta opens up every weekend, I think, so I can probably easily do that.
Raiders of the Crystal Skull?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, that's what I'm looking forward to. I want to play more of that. I enjoyed that. But it's not my top pick. My top pick, I can't think of right now, because... I've just completely forgotten every game that is coming out this year.
Someone said South Park, The Fractured But Whole. Yeah.
Yes.
And, I pre-ordered that. I'm ready for it.
Also been reminded of, by our fact checker, of the Crash Bandicoot trilogy.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's the end of this month.
Yes. And the Spider-Man game.
Spider-Man game will be mental, but I...
You have a PS4.
I have access to a PS4 now, too.
You do?
What? Yes. My brother, because he had the disc issue,
yeah,
he got off and bought a new one. Okay. So now, if I get his old PS4 and just buy Spider-Man digitally...
Then you're fine.
I'm fine.
I think that's what you're going to do, isn't it?
Probably.
Look, no. You're still going to have that disc issue, man.
What if there's no disc in there?
It still auto-ejects on you. It doesn't matter if there's a disc in there. I had this problem.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter. It's
just
still annoying.
Just take it to EB Games. I'll fix it. It's all good.
Yeah,
all good.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic way to end the show. Thank you, Paul.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Replay
Podcast.
Yeah,
it was a good show. Lots of chatter in there. I like it.
Yeah, keep it up, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual ones, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine's at Nimble Mimble.
And I'm at Jordan Do Things.
Make sure to go to our iTunes and rate and comment, because it really helps us.
Yeah, it does.
And I've noticed
iTunes
a few
as well.
A few of us have rated us on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, yeah.
I love that.
That's fun.
Well, until next time, then.
Yes. Thank you all for listening today.
Yeah.
It's been a fun show.
We'll be back again next week, next Thursday at 6 p.m. If you didn't catch the show live or are catching us now, you can actually listen to the full thing when it comes out on Monday.
Monday, yep. 4 p.m. Monday is when it should...
Wooshka.
Yes.
Excellent.
It goes from Wooshka to iTunes, so either one.
And it'll
works.
Be shared on the Facebook page.
And YouTube.
Yeah.
And YouTube.
And if you want, I've just posted a link to the Discord. I'll bring it down at the end of the... probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Join us on there. We do fun stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Excellent.
Bye. Jordan, remember to hit record as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hit record now?
Yeah, hit now.
Yeah.
We've got to get the closer. Get the closer all good and done.